Hi, empaths, intuitives, artists, and alchemists. Welcome back to your podcast. This is Empath Entertainment. I'm your host, Rachel. And in this episode, I want to talk about how you're greater than your fears. And I have a great example of this, how it occurred in my life and how you can confront your fears and move through them. So what happens is if we're afraid of something, we make it a predator in our mind, right? We make it really big. And often when we have a tendency to avoid our fears instead of confronting them, it's because we've made this thing in our life, whatever it is we're fearing, bigger than it actually is. And we've really downplayed our skills and competence. And we have this idea that we're going to be defeated. I've had a personal experience with this that I hope will kind of illustrate what I'm talking about here. So I've always been a cautious one, as a sensitive, a lot of Virgo in my chart, over preparer, perfectionistic. So, that's my tendency. That's a pattern for me. And, it is my style for work and a lot of other things in my life. So I have this vivid memory of being a young girl on vacation with my family at Disneyland and going swimming with my little brother, and he jumps right into the pool. And I circle around the deck for... And the only reason I remember this is because we were watching home movies one year, and this really stayed with me. It struck me when I was watching this because it's a pattern that is kind of pervasive in my life in different areas. I was circling the deck of this pool for 15, 20 minutes until I don't know what I was searching for. I think I was feeling it out. I was waiting to feel like it was the right time, managing the anxiety of taking the leap. And then finally, 15, 20 minutes in to this video, after circling the deck, I finally took the leap. I finally jumped in. And then just had fun, right? Had fun in the pool. Well, that pattern has stuck with me. And I recall in high school, freshman year, I had so much social anxiety. I was a very quiet person, got labeled observer a lot in my life. And at that point in my life, I was very introverted. I didn't feel like I really understood social interaction or had any social skills. And I certainly didn't want to get up in front of a classroom and have people looking at me. So in freshman year English, our teacher made it mandatory to get up and present in front of the class. And if we wrote a paper, we would have to get up. We'd have to volunteer, raise our hand, and go up and share. And I was always the last one. I never volunteered. I always prayed that we ran out of time. I was petrified. What I was doing in my mind was I was imagining the threat being bigger than it was and actually treating it like it was a predator I was running away from, right? I was avoiding. I went into flight, I was dissociated, and freeze. I was just frozen. And this happened throughout the whole school year. And I think I had the same teacher my sophomore year. And she also, same thing, made us volunteer to stand up in front of the class and share our papers, read them aloud. We didn't have to present like... we just had to read them. Like, she wasn't judging by eye contact, I don't even think. It was just get up and read. And that was terrifying. So what happened to me, though, sophomore year is I joined theater and the choir. And I started exercising my voice. I started singing, vocalizing, getting good feedback. So I was starting to build this idea that I had competence. I joined a theater group to be with friends and started getting compliments on my talent and skill, and this really boosted me. And what ended up happening was I started being one of the first people to volunteer to get up in front of the class to read. I stopped avoiding this. I confronted it. And there was so much growth in this area. I had my teacher commenting like, wow, you know, what a change, what a difference. And looking back, I can see what a difference between the girl who sat in the back of the room with her head down, didn't want to be noticed, didn't raise her hand to volunteer, and to the person I've become. That threshold for growth was immense. And what ended up happening was somewhere in my brain, I shrunk down this idea of the predator or the threat level and elevated my sense of competence. And that's where confidence comes from. I believed that I could handle this. I actually realized I have some skill in this. And I actually went on to pursue performing and being on stage. And now I love sharing ideas, talking in front of people. And I really wanted to share that because, you know, this is about transcendence, transcending your fears, right? We often talk about ascension, or descending energy. But what about transcending, moving through, right? Moving through the pain, through the fear, confronting. This is the way we overcome it. And starting with something that maybe isn't as petrifying as public speaking, because that's a common fear, isn't it? A lot of people have that. Maybe starting with something smaller where you're really elevating the threat level in your mind and downplaying how great you really are, downplaying your greatness and giving yourself room to grow. That's another area. That's another thing is with all that Virgo energy, I felt very fixed. I had a fixed mindset around my abilities and my skills. I didn't give myself the credit or the room to grow or the permission. And maybe this episode of the podcast is also a reminder that, you know, you have so much potential to grow by moving through some of these fears, some of the pain associated with confronting, and maybe so much so that you blow your own mind how good you are at something or how much room you can grow, that you go on to make it a part of your life. And it just gives you a whole new sense of vitality and excitement and confidence. That's what happened to me. And I was excited to share this idea with you, this story with you, thinking maybe this will resonate with some area of your life, something you're avoiding, something you're conflating in your mind, and not giving yourself the credit you deserve. Is there something you're shying away from, avoiding, confronting? Think about that and know that maybe the answer isn't moving through it and confronting it. I think you're greater than you're giving yourself credit for. And I just want you to know, I opened up some free consultation times on Sundays. If you think working with me would be something you'd be interested in, I'm happy to have a one-on-one, just 20 minutes or so to get to know each other, see if we're a good match to work together with parts work or energy healing. And I'd love to have a conversation and get to know you. All right. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for tuning in. And you're really great. Bye, empath.